It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Thank you for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share the wonderful message of God's love. Christ died for us, shedding his blood to pay the price for our sin debt, that we might be called the sons of God if we ask Jesus to be our Savior. We appreciate you being here with us this morning. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Hull Sisters from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, He Gave Himself.
Before the fall of man, God had a perfect plan. To fellowship with us was his desire. But Adam disobeyed, to sin became a slave.
Himself to be my way.
Romans chapter number 5, starting with verse number 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We find in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 another description of Jesus giving himself so that we might have everlasting life. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 45, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit." The first man, Adam, sinned. And because of his sin, there would be no way that he would be able to get to heaven by himself. But then we find that there's the last Adam. That last Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a quickening spirit for the soul of man. Because of sin, man's soul was dead. He had the wages of sin upon his soul. But Jesus, dying on the old rugged cross, shedding his blood, gave himself as a quickening spirit. When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then he makes you a new creature in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Our soul becomes made brand new. But notice here, when Paul speaks of Jesus being the last Adam, it means that there is none after him. For Jesus' sacrifice on the cross would mean that no other sacrifice after him would need to be made, and no sacrifice after him would be accepted by the Heavenly Father. The first Adam died in his sins. Jesus died for our sins, to take away our sins. He is the last Adam because there is none after him to be a better sacrifice. Only Jesus' sacrifice is accepted by God, and only in the name of Jesus can we receive everlasting life. But you notice here in verse number 47, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now, where verse number 45 talks about Jesus being the last Adam, so there is none after him, we find in verse number 47 that Jesus is the second man. There is none besides him. Jesus is the only sacrifice that God will receive. He is the second man. There's none besides him. He is the last Adam. There's none after him. Jesus is the focus of prophecy in the Old Testament. Jesus is the focus of the preaching of the New Testament. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. My friend, if you don't have this gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that God has offered through his only begotten Son, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you with a copy of God's Word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can know that you have received this gift of God, this gift of salvation. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. I would like to remind you about next week, Tabernacle Baptist Church's 86th homecoming. We'd like to invite you to be with us in our homecoming services next week. We'll be meeting together for Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service will be at 11. We'll dismiss after our morning service to go over and have a cover dish dinner and then come back about 1:15 into the church to have an afternoon service where we'll have some singing and preaching from God's Word and dismiss. Please be with us today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. But don't forget about homecoming next week at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina, and be there. And as we remind you every week, unless you're providentially hindered, where you can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning for Sunday school at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website. If you'll go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, that's all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church. You'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll find written material that will also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Hull Sisters from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The name of this second song is titled, His Life for Mine.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. He would die, God's Son would die, to save a wretch like me. What love divine, He gave His life for mine. His scars of suffering brought me healing. He spilled His blood. He would die, God's Son would die, to save a wretch like me. What love divine, He gave His life for mine. He was despised and rejected, stripped of His garments at the press. I am loved and accepted.
First Corinthians chapter number 15 tells us of this sacrifice that the Lord gave for us so that we might have everlasting life. It's called the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse number 3, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Jesus died so that we might have everlasting life. He was our substitute. He took our place. And because he did that, he offers salvation as a gift for anyone who would receive it. Maybe you have been a member of a church. Maybe you have even been baptized. Maybe you are active in the church that you go to, but maybe you've never received the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ and received him as your personal Savior. My friend, being a member of the church is only good if you've first been saved. Being baptized is only acceptable to God if you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. His life given for you so that you might have everlasting life. It is important that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And of course, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you should be reminded of the sacrifice that God has given you by remembering what the Lord did for you when he died on the old rugged cross. We should remember that day when mercy walked in. Listen to this last song by the Hull Sisters from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The name of this song is Mercy Walked In.
I stood in the courtroom, the judge turned my way. "It looks like you're guilty, now what do you say?" I spoke up, "Your Honor, I have no defense," but that
a verse in the New Testament that gives a picture of standing before the judge and mercy walking in is Romans 6:23, where Paul told the church of Rome, "For the wages of sin is death." That's where we face God the judge. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is how we can receive eternal life, through Jesus Christ who died on the cross. We don't have to stand at the great white throne judgment, my friend. We can have salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to give you what He has bought for you in salvation as a gift, if you will receive it. God gives mercy. He offers His grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. That spells grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Jesus bought salvation so that you could have the gift of everlasting life. That's God's mercy. When judgment was upon us, we can receive mercy. Looking at Hebrews chapter number 11, starting with verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In verse number 1, we have the description of faith. When we have faith, it is the substance and it is the evidence in our lives that things are different, because through faith we've asked Jesus to be our Savior. That's according to Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith. Verse number 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. We have in God's Word history of how men of faith operated and how their faith was displayed. This is given as examples to us so that we can know that faith is still the operative force in our lives, believing God, believing His Word, and receiving Jesus as Savior through faith, and then walking by faith after salvation to be pleasing to the Lord. But notice in verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now this is the problem that many that are lost have. They will tell you that science mandates that evolution must be true. But you see, science is only those things that are seen. We can change water into oxygen and hydrogen, and we can do that over and over again. We can take chemicals and put them together and come up with other substances in the lab, because that's something that can be seen. But the foundation of this world is not something that science can answer, because science can only deal with those things that are seen. In the first couple of chapters of the book of Genesis, God spoke and it was brought into existence. And the only thing that was not brought into existence by the very Word of God was when God Himself molded man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So you can, by faith, believe evolution if you want to. But you see, we have God's record of how He created the earth. But I take by faith what was said in the New Testament, let God be true, but every man a liar. God does not lie. And the truth of the creation of God we can find in the book of Genesis. I would rather believe that God was the source of creation, as He has given it to us in the book of Genesis, than to believe some man who wasn't there, who is guessing about what's going on, and saying that the world as we know it and all the complexities of it just came out of nothing. No, this world was designed, and all of us that are in this world, we have the design of God upon us. It's called our DNA. It's given to every man that comes into the world. And the one thing that all men have in common, according to God's Word, is that all men have a living soul. and that soul is tainted by sin. And for those who reach the age of accountability, they need to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But we go to verse number 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. When we go to the book of Genesis, we find in chapter number 3 where God deals with the sin of Adam and Eve. He also places a curse not only on Adam and Eve because they had sinned, but also on the serpent because he was used by Satan. And there would be a seed of woman that would come to bruise the head of Satan. But there's one thing that we see down in verse number 21 of chapter 3 of Genesis, where the Lord does this for Adam and Eve. Now, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. You see, here is a beautiful picture of the sacrifice that Jesus would bring, that we would be clothed in salvation by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, in order to make these coats of skins, had to sacrifice animals so that those coats might be made. God himself gave the first sacrifice to cover the shame of Adam and Eve because of sin. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've heard of the goodness of God through what he has done through the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood to bring salvation for you, are you living a life after salvation that's reflective of the salvation that you've received? My friend, you need to have that faith, not only to receive Christ as Savior, but the faith that will end in action. Remember, faith is, God said it, I believe it, I'll obey it. Faith always ends in action. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, confess to the Lord Jesus Christ that you are a sinner, and repent of your sins, and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's promised that he will save you. Ask him to save your soul today. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us again next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."